I listen to a lot of punk music, and like, given punk bands can be very political and everything. And my favorite band is Green Day. I think everyone knows that. And they came out with their album, American Idiot. That I think that's a very political album and kind of gave me some input on politics and everything.
So Bernie Sanders has been bringing in a lot of younger voters, mm-hmm. and they're talking about the vast number of people, young people that are voting. It's almost like, what, 85%
yeah.
are Sanders voters. Is this what brought you in a little bit?
Well, yeah, there's one guy I knew. They were a millennial. He was very interested in him. So then I looked him up, and I really liked his ideas. And then he finally got more popular. And when I saw him on the debates, I was really blown away with it. And I really, really like him.
Why do you think he's appealing to teens? What is it specifically?
I think that we've seen a lot of our parents and our relatives and our friends' parents, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their homes and everything, and they don't have a lot of money. And it's also that I think we've been in this war for so long. And another thing I think that appeals, it's so hard for us to go to college, and it's going to be, I think, going to be very tough for us in the future. So I think we want to be like more well-informed as the time goes on. And then as we get older, kind of find like solutions on how to fix the problems and everything.
So what I was getting at is, were you paying attention to those issues before Bernie Sanders came on the scene?
I think so, yeah.
I think Bridget definitely was. I grew up in a family. Well, I was actually born on Election Day in 1964. My mother went into labor early that morning, November 3rd, and my father wouldn't take her to the hospital until she went to vote. That's the way I was raised.
So, Bridget, I see where you're getting this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, it's not a joke in our family. We believe it's your civic duty, and I think you need to realize what's out there. Again, try to be respectful of whatever someone's politics are.
So have you been sort of instilling this into your daughters?
I have since the day they were born.
Okay.
Little things. Every time I went to vote, whether it's a local, state, national election, I always brought them along with me to the voting booth. When Edwards was campaigning here years ago, I remember bringing them to the old Bloomington Airport just to see the plane land. Just to see the excitement when Barack Obama announced his intent to run for president back in 2007, we had the honor of being able to go down to Springfield and be right there to watch the announcement. What a historical day. And I was so thrilled that my girls could be a part of that.
Yeah, it was really cold that day.
So, Bridget, are your friends in school feeling the same way you are as far as being political?
Well, I wouldn't say there's like many students that are as political as me, but I've met a lot of students, a lot of my friends who are actually very into current events and are actually like very interested in Bernie Sanders.
And you're so excited now, you're lobbying your parents and your uncle on how to vote this
yeah.
November.
Yeah.
So even in the upcoming primaries here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why do you feel the need to lobby your parents?
Well, I feel like in nowadays, a lot of our politicians are like very bought and everything. And I think they tell us like they'll do something, but they never really do it. And I feel like a reason people don't like Bernie is that he's like, when he gives his ideas, people think he's crazy. Because it's only because of that, that he's being truthful, that we're so used to being politicians who are bald, we don't understand that.
Well, Terry, let me go to you. What kind of influence has Bridget had on you in this upcoming political election?
I'll tell you, she's had quite a bit of influence. I had been following Hillary. Most people know where my political leanings are. She did open my eyes to Mr. Sanders a little more, and I started to review him and listen to him a little more, read some more things about him. I can honestly say that's who I am looking at for the primaries. What was very interesting, we were all in Dallas at the end of January, sadly down there for my brother's unexpected death. But in this big old Irish Catholic family of mine, here we are again at a sad event. But as we were all together, where's the conversation turned to? Politics. And I thought, this is, you know, most people think this is the craziest thing they've seen. But as I watch Bridget with her older relatives from, you know, 50 up well into their 80s, she was there giving her opinion, and they were fascinated that a 16-year-old, someone who isn't even going to vote in this election, they were just so pleased that she took any interest in this. And in particular, I have an uncle from New Hampshire, and I think he was swayed by what she was saying.
Bridget, are you seeing any of your friends lobbying for other candidates, maybe even on the Republican side?
Well, I've definitely seen like people on Facebook, like on social media, like endorsing a Republican or a Democrat. Usually, I think there's more people that I tend to hang out with and more people that I'm friends with on Facebook that they go for Bernie and everything.
Terry, what's your take on why they've become politically and socially conscious?
Well, one thing, social media. We take a lot of good with the bad with that. But they're seeing more of it, and they're becoming more involved. I think this generation, I hope, is starting to realize more of the social injustices, in not only in our nation, but in the world.
I think we have already done that, though.
Done what?
Well, I think that, like, millennials and people born in this generation have a better, like, idea of understanding, because, like, back then, it was wrong to, you know, like, spees, like, this certain sexuality, but I think it's kind of, like, became okay during Generation X, where people were more understanding. But as time went on, and as most teenagers are now, like, there are teenagers who, you know, are gay or transgender, and, like, there's, I think, more people out there who are starting to accept that because we know that that's fine, and we have friends who are like that, and we don't see anything wrong with that.
And I think social media has brought more issues to the forefront. And having kids think about things more than just taking it blindly, as we said, when we grew up, our parents thought one way, and we followed suit.
Terry, had you become maybe not quite jaded, but kind of let it kind of slide a little bit, and then when your daughter or daughters get excited about this, you do get kind of reinvigorated.
You definitely get reinvigorated. My three daughters are less than 4 years apart. You get going in your own life. You're just trying to get through the next day. Okay, what do we have? And they make you stop and think about it again. And yeah, bring up the enthusiasm and just to realize that I need to stay involved in what's going on nationally, the world, and to keep them on a path that it's important to them. Because, you know, this is their world, this is their nation, and they need to stay on that path also.